Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host today. Thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. So happy that you're listening and so happy that we're here. It's Friday, October 7th, 2016. And we're here to talk about you and everything. We're going to do hurricanes, elections, revelations, markets, stocks, debates, scams, shams, corruption, you name it, we'll cover it. Let me get the housekeeping done first. Number one, Fox News Channel Business Block will be a special two-hour business block. Neil Cavuto and talking about the upcoming debate Sunday night. He'll have a Your World tomorrow at 4 o'clock or Your World Sunday at 4 o'clock, and then the debate is Sunday night. Am I correct? Please somebody tell me if I'm correct. I'm pretty sure I'm correct. That's the second of three debates. You can watch it on Fox Business Network or Fox News Channel if you don't get Fox Business Network. I'm pretty sure it's Sunday night. Next! In case you don't know, we had a hurricane here in Florida, and I know the term dodge the bullet is sometimes overused, but we dodged the bullet. In case you don't know, here is what happened. It came through. I have yet to see, nothing's been tallied up yet. The coast got hit pretty darn good with, we're hearing, 120 mile per hour winds. But if the eye of the storm, which stayed off the coast, was just 25 miles west, this would have been some serious, serious stuff. Personally, we got hit with 50 to 60 mile per hour gusts throughout the night. Lots of rain. I'm looking out the window right now, flooding. Trees down, branches down, leaves down, tons of stuff down. I drove around earlier. The good news is here, not a lot of property damage. I think there was a little bit. Mostly trees and all that stuff. It's now Georgia and South Carolina in the crosshairs. And amazingly, it's making a curling U-turn. And it's going to come get us again in Florida as a tropical storm sometime on Tuesday. What did we do to get this? So anyway, that's the deal. We thank you for your well wishes. We wish everybody else well. We're hearing five people lost their lives during this. You know what I mean when I say could have been much, much worse. We'll keep our fingers crossed for Georgia and South Carolina. These things are no fun. But we dodged a bullet. Quite simple as that. We dodged a bullet. I pretty much stayed home today. And just, I had my three screens up, watched the nonsense in the market. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And yeah, there was more nonsense today. And I mean nonsense, and you'll know where I'm coming from in just a few minutes. Little more housekeeping. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. Go Twitter at Gary Culpom. You can email me. Just be nice. No, really. Just be nice. You can read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day. Our investing / trading lessons are now up. Click it. Put your info in. We'll send it to you. First lessons on insider buying, insider selling. We'll have another one up in the next week or so on gaps to the upside and downside. We'll have about 10 to 20 lessons. And by the way, they're free. Free. You know what free means, right? Complimentary. We're handing them over to you. If you want to hear what we're doing, we want to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. If you manage it yourself or manage for others, press the consulting button. We'll guide you and all that stuff. And that's it for GaryK.com. So the hurricane has passed. Again, we got very, very lucky. It was quite touch and go. And again, I was not hit by Andrew. I was north of Andrew, but I went down the next day. And it was like an atom bomb went off. You got to respect these bad boys. You never know what's going to happen. And again, this one just turned a little bit. A smidge. And it stayed offshore. At least the eye did. And that saved a lot of lives and a lot of properties. Notwithstanding, we don't know what the coast looks like right now. I'm sure there's going to be some pretty good damages. I'm seeing what happened in here, inland, and it was not so good. I was asked what stocks to benefit from. I'm not going through that. I'm going to leave that alone. For obvious reasons. For obvious reasons. So now we got the debate on Sunday. And there's new late-breaking news about something from 11 years ago. Donald Trump said some off-color, well, kind of sleazy stuff in a it's tape. You can go watch it yourself. Bottom line, ain't going to help Trump. And you do realize this is going to be played 57 million times over the next 3 or 4 weeks. Not going to help him. Funny, there's destroyed emails and all kinds of stuff of Hillary Clinton committing crimes, but somehow a tape from 11 years ago shows up. I find it interesting. But that's not the point. The point is winning or losing an election. And let me be clear and concise about my thoughts about Sunday. If Trump pulls what he did in the first debate, say goodnight. It's a simple. We're talking about winning an election here. If you're going to be muddled, if you're going to be all over the map, and if you're not going to be consistent and to the point, you're not going to win. This woman is scripted and scripted well. I can't stand her. She's nauseating. She's a crook. Her husband's a crook. Her husband's a sexual predator. And by the way, I say that because he has many women accusing him of rape, just like Bill Cosby. And due to the fact I think that Bill Cosby is a sexual predator, ipso facto. So we leave it at that. The bottom line is, though, Trump better come with some game. Because I got news for you. The poll numbers by state right now, he got problems. The poll numbers on women, he got problems. The poll numbers on blacks, Hispanics, he's got problems. Now, if the polls are wrong, that is a different story. But I'm reading the ones that are pretty unbiased, for lack of a better way of putting it. He needs to make America know that she's a crook and nothing but the crook, so help me God. And all her policies are left of Bernie Sanders, meaning bigger government, which means a smaller economy. More taxes, which means you, if you want to become rich, nah, she's going to stop you dead in your tracks. More government, meaning headwinds for the economy and jobs. More debt, more deficits, which are just going to blow up eventually anyhow. Brought to you by George Bush and Barack Obama. And people are going to have to come away believing he's got the temperament to be the president of this great United States. Voters, votes are based on how people feel, not necessarily a number. He's going to have to make not just his fans and the tens of thousands that show up for him, because I have to make people feel good about him and what he's going to do. And he gets big lot of people at his events. He's going to need more. You don't believe me? Up next on The Edge, full market wrap, movers of the day, news of the day. Wait to hear what another central banker did today. Too much fun. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
That's the fact, Jack. And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. The hurricane has passed us by. We still have some wind. We still have some rain. As I'm looking out my window, lots of down branches, trees. There's 100 deer in my neighborhood that are just coming out now. I guess they were hidden in the woods. Didn't want to get, you know, all that. You know what I'm talking about, right? Anyway, again, we dodged a bullet here. We want to thank everybody for their well wishes. We now send our well wishes, I believe, to Jacksonville, Florida, all the way up to South Carolina, in hopes that you be good. By the way, some other late breaking news before I get into the market wrap, some important stuff. The USA and Russia. Man, oh man, things are heating up. The Obama administration is accusing them of hacking into the election. I believe the Obama administration is lying about that. That's another thing to go after Trump. I don't trust this Obama administration worth anything, considering the laundry list of stuff that the media doesn't report that I reported to you. But also other things. This on a real important note, this thing that's going on in Syria, man. We better be very, very careful. Very, very careful. This guy Putin is a skank. And I believe he does not have any scruples. And I believe he would take steps that you wouldn't that no one would believe he would take. And this guy who runs Syria, Assad, Hitler Jr., can you be a Hitler Jr.? I don't think so. I guess a Hitler's a Hitler, right? He's killing his own people with mustard gas. Destroying his own cities. All right. Let's move on. Let's cover the markets. Wait till you hear what another central banker did today to try and save the day. We will go through all the sectors and that we've been talking about, let you know what we think. As always, you decide. We got a weekend ahead. We will be scrupulously going through markets and scanning them. But for now, let's do today's hurricane edition of the market wrap. The producer jumped the gun with the music. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbeck, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. Dow down 28, not the story. S&P down 7, not the story. NASDAQ down 14, not the story. NASDAQ 100 down 9, SOX down 1, transports down 71. New highs contracted, advanced declines terrible for a Dow down 28. 9 to 20 on the New York, 10-19 on the NASDAQ. Up down volume, not good, blah, 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 not good. But guess what happened in the middle of the day? Dow was down like 1-something. The NASDAQ was down 30-something. A European Central Bank dude came out and said, yeah, we could consider increasing printing of money. Within seconds, market rallied 100 points. Seriously. And as we've told you, I don't know what the exact percentage is, but a godly, ungodly percentage of the market moves is just based on central bank talks and central bank deeds. And here you got another day. But I want you to listen carefully. All those same areas that we have been telling you about that we want you to avoid, we continue to tell you to avoid. There is a good 40, maybe almost 50% of the market that are pretty much in bear fashion right now, each to a certain extent. And when I use the term bear fashion, we're talking downtrends. Some worse than others. Just letting you know. And we are not playing footsie. We hope you are listening. We would continue to avoid gold and silver, which means gold and silver stocks. In fact, they were up strong early and got sold into. We want you to avoid the real estate stocks, the utilities, the consumer staples, most housing related, a ton of the retail, even though I do note Gap Stores was up 3.5 today to $26 on guess what? A 3% drop in same store sales. Gee, that's good. But I guess they said some things may be better. Restaurants, for the most part. Travel related, for the most part. A bunch of industrial types now. Not all. Not really acting well. Metals and mining, for the most part. And not getting destroyed, but if you look at the XME, you'll see what I'm saying. Materials. When you have a chance, look at the chart of the XLB. Remember what I told you about the stair steps going down? XLB broke support, been sitting around for 4 weeks. Now looks like it's about to break through the downside. So let's be repetitive. This is not an A to Z market. It's an A to L. A to M. And the stuff that's working ain't working so good. And as we've told you, major indices, for the most part, where they were 18 to 30 months ago. We'll let you know if anything just starts popping out in a big way. So pay attention. Don't worry about the election and markets. I ain't buying the story that it matters. You got a socialist on one end. And I'm not sure on the other end. How's that for thrilling? up next on the Edge. What's working? What's leading? More into that jobs number. And whatever else comes to mind. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. risk. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm just looking at a little bit of video of Daytona Beach. Oh, I suspect we're going to find out there's a lot of damage on the coastline of Florida. A lot of property damage, a lot of things down. And it's still out there. Still out there. Y'all stay safe. Anybody listening on the coast up the eastern seaboard towards South Carolina, if you are listening to the show, which you shouldn't be, you probably should be watching the hurricane. If you are, just stay safe. And again, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. It's a simple motto when something like this happens. All right. The oils were down today. Oil prices were down. They've definitely got a little bit of a bid. Not all. We will keep you abreast of those. A few are up near the tips, near the highs. Nothing's really jutting out of here. We'll keep you informed. But oils have helped the market here offset some of the weakness. The financials, they have helped offset. Better action the last week of Bank America, Comerica, Citigroup, even Goldman Sachs, which was acting worse, JP Morgan, PNC Bank, SunTrust, Ameritrade, E-Trade, Schwab have been acting well, State Street Bank. Some of the regionals, big and small, have been helping out. Again, they ain't going anywhere. They just got the relative bid and helping the indices out. Keep that in mind. In the Dow today, Goldman Sachs up 2.5. Home Depot was down $1.80. Home Depot was up strong yesterday, I guess hoping for a real bad hurricane, down today on not as bad as you'd expect. Welcome to Wall Street. United Tech down a stick. Travelers up a little bit on maybe there wasn't as much damage. Again, Wall Street. And that's your story on the Dow. And again, market's a little bit mushy, and just take your time. I want to mention ACIA, Acacia Systems, was down 9.5 today to 100. That's after raising their numbers yesterday. What happened? They priced the secondary at 100 today. It did hit 105, and then it backed away. My tactics on secondaries. If the market is absolutely ripe on them, I can play them. If it's not, I sit back and let it digest all that secondary stock, because they now just put 10% more float out there to trade. That is what is known as dilution of earnings and the market. So we'll let you know, did not trade very well today, may I say. Because it was up to 104, finished at 100. This has been a leading name out there. And I would suggest just kick back, sit back, put your feet up, and we'll keep watching for you. Next, earnings come out in droves, not next week, the week after. Know when your stock is coming out. Know when something's coming out before you buy. Get a hold of guidance to give you an idea what they're looking for. I'm always looking, what companies have guidance that actually accelerates numbers? I'll give you an example one right now. I noticed Visa, which has had some pretty bad quarters, in my estimation, their numbers are reaccelerating this quarter, and the stock's been acting better. So it's on my radar screen. Keep in mind, it's a low beta type name, you know, and the numbers, while they're accelerating, still, what are they, single digits, high single digits, not that great, but something to watch out for. So I'm just not looking at what the earnings are when they come. Throughout the quarter, just about every 10 days, I'll just look to see if guidance went up or down to give you a good idea. I do believe you're going to get some good numbers out of some of the semiconductor names, but I think that may be here's what we have to watch for, especially in semiconductors. Reaction. I expect some big numbers out of Applied Materials and a few others. What if they report big numbers and the stocks still go down? It may be telling you it could be the peak numbers, P-E-A-K. So something we're always watching and something we're careful about. Muy importante. Most people don't do what we do in between the quarter. Just trying to get a feel for how guidance is going. And we look at it also down. Very important. Now, as I mentioned earlier today, a European Central Bank doofus came out today. Out of nowhere. When the market was down 100 and change. I'll paraphrase. Yeah, I know we're printing 1.7 trillion now, but we can raise that. In fact, we may have to raise that. And I'm paraphrasing. That juiced the market. Again, gets me back to the point. If we ever get to the day that central banks announce more easing and markets drop 500, that'll be your signal. That'll be like the ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend that you had in college that still wants to go out with you and you don't want to take the call anymore because you fell out of love or like with them. And at that point, you don't want to hear from them, you don't want to know them, but you're still getting roses at your door. You get my point? That'll be the point where the market falls out of love with central banks. Should have been a long time ago, but the central banks just raise the amount and raise the amount. I've done the little exercise with you on this show about the credit card. You have no money and you get a bigger credit card to pay for the... That's what's going on. We've had six straight quarters now of earnings growth heading south. Just letting you know. Just letting you know. Bubbles come in all shapes and sizes, as well as duration. Now, my next thought. I just read that $16 billion went into bond funds. Like in the last couple of weeks. Do you know why? Because people are being sold. Hey, look at this. I got this. This paying monthly. It's paying 8.5%. It's paying 10%. And they are. And they pay monthly. How does a bond fund pay 8.5% to 10%? When risky junk bonds are paying 5 and 6, the riskiest junk bonds. It's called leverage. It's called margin. It's called when the bond market goes the wrong way, they're going to get destroyed. You got that? It is muy importante that you pay heed to those words. I was looking up some bond funds last night that from September of 2012 to March of 16 dropped 30-40%. Now they're paying you 8-10% a year. What good's that? And I can guarantee you while they were dropping 20-30-40%, a lot of people were just selling. So never got the 8-10% throughout that time. So watch your P's and Q's, kids. I haven't bought a bond fund in ages. And when they go up, I regret them. When they crash, I thank myself. And I don't know what inflection point we're at. Sometimes when everybody's piling in, that's the inflection point. We shall see. Up next, we shall wind up the week with whatever. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Join TrackPhone to support Susan G. Komen's important research and efforts to find a cure. All month, TrackPhone is donating 10% of handset sales from the pink Alcatel OneTouch Pixie Pulsar at Dollar General to Susan G. Komen. The phone's available for just $10. Help make a difference by visiting a Dollar General store near you. With TrackPhone, you get nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks, all with no contract, no activation or cancellation fees, no penalties for changes, and unlimited carryover to keep unused minutes, text, and data. TrackPhone now offers a 30-day smartphone-only plan with talk, text, and data for just $15 a month with 4G LTE nationwide coverage, making it affordable to stay connected for the moments that matter. For more information, visit TrackPhoneSwitch.com. That's TrackPhoneSwitch.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your
your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, yeah! Go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you have a great weekend, and I hope you have great weather. I'm looking outside my window. Boy, I got some cleaning up to do. Man, oh man, oh man. Hurricanes are quite interesting. And I got to do a little local shout out here. I do most of my Fox News and Fox Business hits from the local Fox 35 WOFL studio, and got to know a lot of the people there very well. I'm a channel changer. You know what that means? I need a clicker in my hand to change channels. I kept the hurricane coverage on just one channel the whole time. Was Fox 35 WOFL here in Orlando. And I want a big shout out to Sonny Abata, who has been one of the anchors for 7, 8, 9 years. She is going to, for now, retire and be with family. I want to wish her well. Great anchor. Bob Fryer, my good buddy, who's going to be moving to mornings, and just everybody else at Fox 35, Jeff Zeller, who runs all of the, I think everything there, just a marvelous job they did today and overnight. I didn't really sleep last night. I just watched overnight. I walked outside a couple of times like a maniac while the hurricane was hitting. And just had to give that shout out. Just the great people, enjoy their company big time. I want to do some movers here because I just a couple things I want to go through. Priceline down 10 on the downside. I mentioned the Acacia Communications down 9 secondary. But listen to this. Honeywell down almost 9 to 106. Like a 6-7 month low. Big breakdown. Market didn't like what they had to say. But interesting enough, PPG Industries, chemical company, down 8 to 93. Market didn't like what they had to say. We're talking warnings here, kids. You get where I'm going? Tyson Foods. This has been one of those food companies stocks that have held up down 7 to 67. So another one of those consumer staple companies go bye-bye. Clovis Oncology down 7 to 29. A no-sales biotech that went from 109 down to 17, rallied up to 40, and the news wasn't so good. You speculators. Sherwin-Williams down 5 and change. Another chemical. Credit Acceptance 5, Alliance Data Systems 5, Vulcan Materials, may the force be with you, down 5. What do they do? Cement and all that stuff. You get where I'm going with this? TransDigm 5, Tesla 4. They still lose too much money on every car they sell. Sanderson Farms, another food breaking down. W.W. Grainger, building products breaking down. Acuity Brands, building construction breaking down. Mohawk Industries, carpeting rolling over here. You get it? Whirlpool. Little, one would have thought with a hurricane that these stocks would benefit. So something's going on here, kids. Something's going on. Lyondell Basil, down about 4% today. Chemicals, a little bit of that industrial getting whacked today, kids. Just wanted to let you know. Because I'm seeing some numbers economically that do not jive with what the Obama administration is saying about how good the economy is. And I got news for you. When all's said and done, the market's going to be smarter than somebody's opinion. I don't care who they are. On the upside, Chipotle up 5. Remember what I told you about the 400 being defended? So far, so good. Not so sure the numbers are good, though. I've been going to my usual Chipotle spots just to see. The numbers really doesn't feel like they've picked up, but it's a small sampling. And on the upside today, not much. I mentioned the Gap stores. I think that's about it. By the way, I have to mention this one. Clearside Biomedical. $7 IPO in June. Was up 3 today to 23, so more than triple since the IPO. Company has no sales and loses a ton of money. You guys are still speculating. You guys didn't learn your lesson for the last 2 or 3 years where I told you that a bunch of them will be busted wide open. A bunch of them went down 50 to 90%. You're still speculating. Good luck. Just remember what I told you. When we go into a real bear market, all these no-sales biotechs are going to be $5 and less. I don't care if they're trading at $200, because that's what they're worth. In bear markets, all the curtains come down on speculation, especially no-sales companies. I don't care what the heck they're selling. So just remember that while the going is somewhat good. I just saw this and thought it was worth mentioning because there's no limits to crazy speculation. But when all is said and done, all heck will break loose. Just remember that. All right, next week we'll be prepping up for earnings season the week after. I think there's a couple later next week, but no biggies to me. Maybe a couple of big financials at the end of the week, we'll see. Just pay attention. Markets are range-bound, nauseating trading range, lots of underneath-the-surface internal damage. Go slow. Have a great weekend. Drive carefully when you get home. Do like I do. Simple procedure. Avoid the hurricanes and make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.